Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievably, an illegal immigrant in California, aggravated felony hit and run, tragically kills an 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. Which, if you're the wrong person, definitely don't try that. But if you're the right person, it's all good in Democrat world. So ICE asked for a detainer on this guy, as they always do. He's behind bars. He was driving recklessly. He had re-entered the country four times. Had been charged, because you know you re-enter if you've been deported, that's a felony. So he had multiple felonies for re-entry. I simply said, let us pick him up and hold him if he bonds out so he doesn't kill anyone else. Really simple. Gavin Newsom's California said, no. Uh-uh. And let him go. Let that sink in for a minute. Yeah. This is the level of the Democrat depravity. They want dangerous illegals among them. They call these people, they have a word for these people, Americans. Americans. And you know how you kill an 11-year-old? No big deal. Just not a big deal. Well, the Department of Homeland Security wasn't letting it go yesterday. Gavin Newsom is also, in addition to being a Democrat, a liar. And he tweeted when the Department of Homeland Security accused him of this, this is a complete lie. As we have repeatedly said, the state coordinates with ICE on the deportation of convicted criminals. California honors federal criminal warrants. Well, of course, he was lying. Mm-hmm. The Homeland Security Department posts their rejected ICE detainer. It's literally stamped with the word rejected. You can't have him. We need him to roam free and one day realize his dream of voting Democrat. Says rejected across it. Now, what kind of word game is Gavin Newsom playing here? You can understand the full horror of this. What he's saying is, yes, we will turn him over when he's convicted. What ICE is, so after his trial, what ICE, or, you know, plea bargain, what ICE is saying is, no, if he bonds out, let us keep Californians who didn't even vote for Donald Trump safe. Let us hold him until his trial so he can't hurt anybody else. No more children have to die while he flees the scene like a psychopath. That's all we're asking. Newsom says no. And he's playing word games. So Gavin Newsom says he'll only cooperate with ICE if the criminal illegal alien is convicted, meaning California would let him roam free, mm-hmm. even though he's been arrested for felony hit and run. He hit someone, he hurt them, he ran. So Department of Homeland Security is correct. Gavin Newsom is wrong. This is who they are. But they're scared now, the Democrats, and they want to make sure that these people can continue to roam free. So, Pramila Jayapal has a solution. She has a solution. She has sponsored a bill to tie ICE's hands. And also, by the way, forced Americans to pay all of illegal aliens' legal bills.
Well, of course.
Yes. It's called the Dignity for the Detained Immigrants Act. And guess where the dignity comes from? Nobody gets detained.
Yeah.
It would destroy the Department of Homeland Security's ability to arrest and hold dangerous illegal immigrants. So what would happen? They're wandering around. They've committed crimes like this guy they released who killed the 11-year-old in California. ICE normally would swoop in and pick them up and hold them to their trial or sometimes even deport them before their trial. Either way. What this would say was you can't detain them. So ICE can run out, pick them up, and think of who they've picked up just recently. I mean, rapists, murderers, internationally wanted gangbangers, people wanted for homicide in other places. They could pick them up and all, but then they have to bond them out until their immigration hearing, which doesn't happen for years. So think about what this means. ICE would just be turning their wheels, running after illegal immigrant absconders, and then just letting them go. Mm-hmm. It'd be like, you know, honestly, you might as well just run in circles.
Or not do it at all.
You know, honestly, just sit behind your desk. What's even the point?
Yeah,
there's no point. Now, this wouldn't just apply to, you know, illegal immigrants who have committed the first time misdemeanor, which really needs to be a felony, but first time misdemeanor of crossing the border. No, no, no. This would also include criminals. It would create what they call, Democrats are calling due process. So listen to this. You know how Donald Trump has prioritized the 700,000 illegals who have either orders of removal or they have criminal convictions in the United States and orders of removal? Listen to how silly this is. An order of removal wouldn't be enough anymore. ICE would come and go pick them up, and then, you know, maybe they could put a monitoring bracelet on or they just let them go when they bond out, and they'd have to get another order to deport them. So everyone they arrest has to be let go until they get the final order to deport them. Wait, don't they already have a final order to deport them? Yes, they would need another specific order to deport them. This would go on and on and on. And we would watch murderers, rapists, internationally wanted gangbangers, human traffickers, and the kind of illegals they keep arresting all over the place. Kiddie pornographers, pedophiles, just they have to let them go. Can you imagine letting people like that go after you've picked them up? Jayapal says this bill brings dignity, justice, oversight, and accountability to the detention system by repealing mandatory detention. What she means by that is it is now ICE can't detain them.
Well, it also brings complete disregard to the victims of crimes in this country by these people.
Also, it creates a new category, prohibits the detention of people who have families. So if you say, I've got kids, I've got a wife, I've got a girlfriend with kids. Oh, okay, well, you're a rapist, but we'll let you go. It phases out all use of private detention facilities and jails. It requires the Department of Homeland Security to establish.
There you go. There you go. That's
it. The elimination of jails. Prison. Yeah. I mean, it's Mamdani.
Yeah.
But Americans need to understand if they want to go to the polls and punish or not go to the polls, stay home, to punish Donald Trump for not lowering prices fast enough, you're the one who's getting punished. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to live with these people. This is what they will do. And God forbid you elect them in 2028. Because their opinion, Lee, is that criminals belong beside us in the grocery store line. They belong with women in the dark parking lot. They belong out free and roaming. They call these people Americans.
And then you will have mandatory gun buybacks where you've got to sell your weapons where you can't defend yourself. So that'll be coming too.
Oh, it's worse than that. Because remember what that Obama judge did almost 2 years ago now. She had ruled, because she was anti-gun, she had ruled there was an illegal immigrant saying he had a right to own a gun. She ruled against him. Remember that case? Said, nah, illegal immigrants don't have a right to own a gun, right? She actually went back, this almost never happens, recalled her own case and reversed her ruling to say that illegal immigrants did have a right to own a gun. That was at the end of the Biden administration. So these Democrats don't want you to have a gun, but they do want illegals to have a gun also. In fact, they want them to have a right to a gun.
Well, they've got to defend themselves against those mass kidnappers, Tara, otherwise known as ICE.
Right. Those people, the bad ones. And also they need to defend themselves against their victims who don't like being raped. You could get hurt, you know. By the way, you know what's so funny? I can't wait to do this next. You know how Zohran Mamdani said billionaires were going to pay for his agenda?
Oh, yeah.
The rich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does it always mean when a Democrat tells you the rich are going to pay for the agenda? What does it always mean? Who are the rich?
Well, it'll be the middle class.
Of course. In fact, wait till you hear this. Who's going to pay for Zohran Mamdani's agenda? Exactly, by the way, who I predicted it would be. And let me give you a hint. It's not the billionaires.
No.
No, not the billionaires at all. In fact, it's not even people who live in New York City. Oh, you're going to love this. But folks, the left does this every time. The punchline is always when they say the rich, they mean you. They don't mean the actual rich, like their friends. Those people don't pay for anything. What do you hear this next?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I can't hear that music without thinking about Rush Limbaugh because he loved Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So do I. And they're bringing their 2025 winter tour to Bon Secours Wellness Arena next Friday, December 12th, with shows at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. So if you're looking for something really cool to do with the family, take them out to dinner and then go see Trans-Siberian Orchestra. If you've never seen it, you need to see it. It's a concert. Rock concert, but it's also lasers, pyrotechnics, classical music, epic storytelling. So amazing. And I'm going to give away two tickets right now to the first person to call. So 800-905-0989. We'll give them to caller number one. If you don't win, that's okay because you can still buy them. And this is all new this year. It goes to Christmas Eve, the best of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I can't wait. Check them out again. Buy your tickets there at Bon Secours Wellness Arena. It's already next Friday. Can you believe it? Okay. Meanwhile, folks, you know, I did a segment on this before Zohran Mamdani won, and I was right. They can't pay for this. And the problem is there was a Democrat mayor a number of years ago before Rudy Giuliani who absolutely wrecked New York. And they were so terrified that another Democrat would wreck New York with, you know, socialist tax policies that they actually passed a thing in New York saying basically the legislature has to approve any tax hikes. Well, Kathy Hochul, Democrat governor, who's proceeded over basically the movement of the nation's financial capital, a lot of it anyway, down to Florida and out to Texas and to some extent here to even to South Carolina, he said, no, I can't do that. I can't raise taxes because there's just going to be more of an outflow. Well, somebody's got to pay for Mamdani's agenda because it'll embarrass Democrats if he fails. So what to do? Well, just a few weeks ago, she was saying she cannot raise taxes on the middle class. When Democrats say rich, what they mean is middle class, because they're never going to touch their rich friends, no matter what they tell you. So here she is before the election of Mamdani.
We know that Mamdani does want to tax the rich more, bring it up about 2%. He can't do that on his own. You've previously said that you wouldn't be raising taxes. Have you reconsidered that stance?
No, I will say one energetic rally does not get me to change my positions. I assure you, I process what everybody says, but I'm also have to balance 1.5% of New Yorkers cover about a third of our budget. That's enormous. I'm concerned about out-migration of people who are the ones who are supporting our budget. I cannot make up for that with middle-class tax increases. I cannot do that to the middle class and the struggling New York.
I was here before the election, a man called me. So what is she saying there? I can't tax billionaires like he's promising. I can't because they pay a third of our budget and they'll leave, which they will. And she's like, I'm not raising taxes. I can't raise taxes on the middle class. Suckers! You voted for him. At least you folks in New York City. Guess who she's going to raise taxes on? Headline from yesterday, Kathy Hochul, governor of New York, backtracks on no new taxes pledge following Ma'am Donnie Wynn. Oh, is she going to tax the rich? Hell no. Democrats never touch the rich. They're their friends and campaign donors. That ain't happen. No, she'll go tax you, middle class. And here's the punchline. Not just the middle class in New York City, where the middle class really can't afford to live anyway. No, no, no. The middle class across the state. Wait, to pay for stuff for New York City? That's not sustainable. Yeah, I know. But they got to fake make it look good because now they got all these socialist candidates running all over the country. They got to make it look like it works. So the middle class are going to take it on the chin, which is what always happens with Democrats. Again, when Democrats say tax the rich, they mean the middle class and often below. So what is she going to do? She's saying that she's looking at raising the state's corporate tax rate to 11.5%, making it the highest in the country. And here's the catch on her plan. It covers all corporations, not just the big rich bank ones or finance ones or Wall Street ones. So, you know, my family for generations had a paint store there. It supported my family in Utica, New York. That gets taxed. Own a food truck? Screw you. We got to protect billionaires. Got a restaurant? Yep, you're going down. But wait, I live in Rochester. I live in Niagara Falls. Don't matter. Got to pay for my Amdani. Got to pay for those folks living in New York City. Well, who are they again? Oh, the immigrants. Yes, remember, 50% of people living in New York City were not born here and 20% don't speak English. So they don't even know the people out in Rochester, the mom and pop's going to pay for them. They have no idea. But we got to protect the billionaires who are not getting taxed here, as Mandami promised. This happens every time with the Democrats. It always does. They have two constituencies, immigrants and the elite and the rich. And that's what you're seeing here. So, Politico, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, Democrat, who has long insisted she will not increase taxes, is reportedly moving towards supporting tax hikes following the victory of socialist New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani. Now, you know what this shows? Socialism does not work. It cannot pay for itself. They have to tax the whole state in order to provide the free health care, the free buses, the free stuff for the immigrant population of New York. And the reason I say that is because the American-born population of New York did not vote for Mamdani. Remember, 65% voted for either Sliwa or Cuomo. The ones who, you know, that could understand what Mamdani was saying. So what are we seeing here? This is the national model. Enslave middle class who work to the immigrant class that votes for Democrat socialism. This is it. And I guarantee she flipped her position because she got a lot of calls, a lot of pressure from high-ranking Democrats. Like, look, we got to show this works long enough to get these socialists elected across the country. They got a lot of them running. It's just got to look like it works. And screw mom and pop in Rochester. By the way, when you raise this basic economics lesson, this will be good for my trolls, my liberal trolls. Basic economics question, okay, or lesson. When you tax a corporation, either a mom and pop ice cream store or a major bank, who pays? I mean, say major corporation. Who pays? Well, the corporation. Well, yeah, the corporation writes the check. But do they pass the cost on to their consumers? You bet they do. You bet they do. They just raise prices. Not hard. And so the middle class and the poor end up paying the tax and not the billionaires. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. So anyway, that's the plan in New York. Now, what's amazing is the bill is so big for New York City that they have to tax all of those businesses statewide. What they're hoping is to fool their own sheeple. They go, well, we hate businesses, so it'll be okay. Okay, like what businesses? The big ones? Well, yeah, them, but the smaller ones too. And who ultimately pays? It's the poor. It's the middle class. It's anyone who shops. It's anyone who needs clothes. It's anyone who wants an ice cream cone. It's anyone who, you know, needs to go to a restaurant. It's all them. They pay, not the billionaires. That's how it always works. I told you this was going to happen before the election because I've watched these people forever. Nothing ever changes with that. So get ready to watch Democrats tax the middle class and the poor to protect their billionaire friends. Again. Don't kid yourself about something, y'all. There's a lot of Republicans who came in during the Bush era who are deeply, deeply invested in open borders and destroying American sovereignty. That's why they were hired back by the Bushes. They get to act like conservatives the rest of the time, but if they were brought in on a raft of Bush money, they are expected to destroy the country and turn it into a European Union. It's an indelible deal. They don't let you out of. Fox News reporting, and we'll see what the vote is on this. Fox News reporting that Congress is getting ready to, wants to rein in Trump's war powers to stop the bombing of narco terrorists. In other words, to keep the Democrats' rat lines in place. Their open borders rat lines. What are rat lines? If you've been in the military, you know what a rat line is. That's how you bring in your soldiers, more soldiers, your reinforcements. That's how you bring in your, like, the food, your supplies, everything you need for the war. And the war is the ending of American sovereignty and the importation of the shadow government. And, of course, all of the drugs and the laundered money to pay for it all. Now, Fox News is across the top of Fox News right now. That is their headline story. I don't know what the vote count is, but the headline is after boat strike, Congress asserts war powers and pressures Trump to shift tactics. Yes, because it is working. Congress wants to seize the reins to take greater control of U.S. military action in the Caribbean. And what the Democrats are obviously hoping here is they're going to have to get enough votes to override a Trump veto, but maybe they could pressure Trump into just leaving the rat lines, leaving the cartels in charge so they can, you know, when he's gone, re-begin. This is absolute evil, but it shows you where Congress is. Again, Fox News does not do a vote count here or tell you how many people they got, so maybe this is just talk. But time is ticking. Time is running out to save this country. Speaking of, folks, I want to do this in every hour because I know people drift through. If you listen to me all the way through, forgive me, but I have to do this. This is an incredibly important story. I have told you for a very long time that a time is coming in this country where liberal Democrat shooters, bombers, maimers, car rammers would be able to hurt and kill if they chose, as long as they were hurting and killing the right people, i.e. us, MAGA, Trump supporters, anybody like that, and that you would see liberal law enforcement agencies set them free, refuse to indict them, refuse to investigate them, protect them, even at the cost of human life. And my timeline for this has always been the next 5 years or so that we would see this. But it's happening now. In fact, it already happened. That's the story of the pipe bomber that they just caught, this Brian Cole. And it's terrifying. It's terrifying. The piece a lot of people on our side are missing right now, but they'll find it over the weekend, is the history of this. The fact that in June of 2023, the assistant director in charge of the FBI's Washington field office, Stephen D. Antuono, was hauled before Congress, which was now in Republican hands, even though Joe Biden was president, and they demanded to know, why haven't you got the pipe bomber? The reason they wanted to know was because the FBI and the DOJ had won a historic court case that allowed them to geofence the phones present on January 6th. They did 1,000 more arrests using that information. Just proving you were there became enough. I still don't understand how they arrested those people. Just proving you were there? Whatever. Okay. And they arrested them. And Congress wanted to know, like, didn't you get the phone for the bomber, the pipe bomber? They sent in Stephen D. Antuono, again, the assistant director in charge of the FBI's Washington field office, and he lied. He testified before Congress June 2023 about the pipe bombs placed near the DNC and RNC headquarters. During a closed-door session with the House Judiciary Committee's Weaponization Subcommittee, he stated that the cell phone data from, you know, the cell phone provider was, quote, corrupted and unusable, unquote, which hindered efforts of the FBI to track the suspect via geofencing in the area. He described it, as he lied to members of Congress, as an unusual circumstance and noted the data's potential importance while dismissing conspiracy theories. Us, we would never protect the pipe bomber. It's the reason I call them the FBI. They did. Well, Republican members of the House, and folks, I've told you this before. We've covered this many times. Republican members of the House said, you know what, we don't believe you. So they went to the cell phone company and said, hey, you know, this data, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, two Republican Congress members, we don't believe them. This data you gave the FBI, was it corrupted? They said, no, there's nothing wrong with it. So it's cool? Yeah, it's cool. It's good. Well, Republicans then turned around and issued a subpoena to the lawless Biden administration demanding all of the January 6th files. The Biden administration said, screw you, and wouldn't turn them over. Why? Well, we now know why. It's the head of my video cast today on Rumble and everywhere else you're watching it. The FBI let the pipe bomber go. Why? He didn't fit the narrative. Black? Clearly liberal and woke, sued ICE to get the release of illegal immigrants, accused the federal government of racism, and even hired Benjamin Crump, Trayvon Martin's lawyer. He's woke, folks. It's also got anarchist leanings, some media outlets are reporting. We'll see if that's true. They had to hide him, and they lied to do it. I got so many questions about this. Keep in mind when the pipe bomber did this, okay? Because the timing is weird. The reason the Republicans are so interested in the pipe bomber is because the FBI has always clearly lied to cover that up. And we've known they lied for over a year to cover that up, that there was nothing wrong with the data, that they just didn't want to use it. And that's why they couldn't turn this stuff over to Congress, because they were afraid that someone would find the pipe bomber. And now you can see why. Now you can see why. Ruins the narrative, doesn't it? Because see, folks, they needed more than a little pushing and shoving, which happened with some people outside the Capitol, right? I mean, talking about Democrats here, they burn whole cities down, like Kenosha. They did $2 billion of damage during the Summer of Love. We didn't set anything on fire. So they needed a terror attack so they could say worse than 9/11, worse than Pearl Harbor, you know, all their lies. And this guy provided it. But it wouldn't have worked if anybody knew that he was a liberal anarchist, a wokester. So the FBI committed felony level perjury before Congress, lied under oath to cover for who he is. Now, this is about to get interesting because Dan Bongino, deputy director of the FBI, says this is only the beginning. A lot more is coming out on him. Oh, I bet. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, shall we? 800-905-0989 to wrap up the show. Text rates, Hatira, we all know the Democrats are the ones who perpetrated January 6th. They are solely responsible, and I hope one day the truth comes out. Yes, me too. I wouldn't say they solely perpetrated it. I think some people got a little rowdy, but I think they're still hiding a lot. I mean, folks, I will never forget, and this just gives you the idea, the level of fraud here, okay? I was a federal crime reporter, local crime reporter for a long time. One of the things I do is pull autopsy reports. It only takes a couple days to get an autopsy report done. Tops. And they had to sue for Brian Sicknick's. Went on for months. Remember the cop that we were told that January 6th protesters murdered? And I will never forget the sight. I was sick because I knew what they were doing. Of him lying in state. At a state funeral for him. And Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer and all the Republican leadership, the Democrat leadership filing by to honor him because he'd been brutally murdered by January 6ers and it was really horrible and the nation was in mourning and all of that. And all of these high-ranking people sitting there. It was all fake. I mean, he was dead. God bless him. Seemed like, for all practical purposes, a good guy, Capitol Police officer. But he didn't die in the January 6th melee. No, no, he went back to the police, the Capitol Police Department, after his shift, as he always did, reported in, filled out his paperwork, and went home. Had a stroke. Died of natural causes. That's why they hid, remember? They hid the autopsy. They got Freedom of Information Act sued for it. Remember who lied about that? Capitol Police lied about it. Oh, yeah, terrible murder there. The FBI let everybody think he'd been murdered. And it was super weird. We didn't have a perp. And they even used Republican leadership, fools that they are, as props. A month later, we would find out he was fine. He went back to work, checked in, checked out, and died. I hate that for him, but it didn't have anything to do with January 6th. That's the level of the deception they went to. And now we're seeing him with the pipe bomber. Remember, they also, the FBI also lied, said, no, we didn't have any agents in the crowd. And you're like, well, maybe a couple dozen agents in the crowd. Yeah. The lies keep shifting and all told before Congress. So, we're getting a little bit. Texter writes, maybe stop sharing the drug dealers being blown up video to the news. Yeah, the Trump administration might have set themselves up for it. Although, in all fairness, Democrats would have dug it out anyway. In fact, it would have looked like they were hiding it. So, you don't want to get hit with a subpoena for that stuff. Might as well throw it out there, I guess. But maybe not with the fanfare they did. Texter writes, they are doing their best to get rid of the middle class. Oh, talking about Democrats. Absolutely. You need the middle class gone in order to have an authoritarian regime. So there is only the serf class and the wealthy back to the Middle Ages. Yes, that is the goal. That's why they call themselves progressives. They are progressing toward authoritarianism. Okay. Have a great weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.